USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization in order to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will also work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution globally as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. And two American tourists have been found guilty of murdering an Italian police officer in Rome and have been sentenced to life in prison. The pair, who were 18 and 19 at the time of the killing, admitted to stabbing the officer, claiming self-defense, and that they believed the officer, who was not in uniform at the time, was out to get them. The pair from California received the harshest penalty allowed under Italian law and will be eligible for parole after 21 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The CDC is expecting a sharp decline in COVID cases in the coming weeks if vaccinations continue at high rates. A new study published Wednesday predicts that new cases will take a dramatic drop in July if people continue to get vaccinated and take mitigation measures where necessary. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said that the decline could come faster if more people get vaccinated sooner. Dr. Len Horovitz, a pulmonary specialist with Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, tells CBS News that as cases drop, COVID-19 can transition to a disease that is managed by vaccinations.
Vaccination is the key to getting out of this. That said, we're probably not going to eradicate this virus the way we eradicated smallpox that took 2 centuries of inoculation, but we did eradicate that. This virus is probably going to be transitioned to a more manageable kind of virus, not like measles, which is still with us, but with vaccination, there are just little pockets of measles outbreaks here and there, but it's still with us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Federal Aviation Administration says that as air travel is beginning to recover from pandemic lows, it's facing a new issue, growing numbers of unruly passengers. Tim Berg has the story.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.